Well, everyone, I'm back. You thought I was gone. You thought I turned to a smash, but no. I'm still here. Cue the roll call.
We're live!
Zenkaigan!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Cheetah's Zeal.
Disloyal and dangerous.
Match.
Nightwing.
One little spark of courage. Dreamcaster, Global Soft Perga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome one and all to episode 181 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Hello. I'm back, as I said.
He's finally back to kick some tail?
Oh, yeah, I'm Nightlane, so...
Please say we're not still using that.
Yeah, I said we are.
How long are we gonna have to keep using that?
Well, I mean, whatever, you already had the roll call for it, so... I'll be Nightlane until I say so! Yeah.
So, this week we are talking about Build Episode 18, Q-Ranger Episode 45, and for the second week of what I guess we might as well start calling Jan-Q-ary, is the four-episode special of Q-Ranger High School Wars.
Q-School, as I call it. You could say it's too cool for school.
God damn it.
So that's the name of this episode, is Too Cool for School.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that when I was watching the fucking specials tonight.
So because Gar, even though he popped in time for extra, hasn't watched the episode because he's been too busy watching Battle Fever J.
Well, he's doing his whole, like, Sentai, one Sentai a month thing, so
yeah,
I can't
luck
fault
with
him
that.
For that. So you may hear him come upstairs at some point and go into his room, so just... Don't mind him.
And joining us over Discord is our good friend Dreamcaster.
Hi, thank you so much for letting me join over Discord again. School is basically saying no to anything that isn't school.
It's running you over like a cool truck.
Oh my gosh, yes, it is running me over like a cool truck.
I guess you're having your own high school wars.
It sounded like you were like, Emily, the way you said that, it sounded like one of those, you're like, yes, Lane, it did run me over like a cool truck. And I'm just sitting
just
there going,
faded into...
yeah.
Yes, I would love some chocolate ass cream. Perhaps later.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Oh, by the way...
Oh yeah?
Throughout my whole life, since that was the first quote-unquote adult movie I ever saw.
Oh but, yeah?
Yeah, but through my whole life...
Woo!
Japanese in the subtitles, they were saying what the dirty thing or the actual thing. They are in fact saying what the subtitles say uncovered the whole time. So if you know Japanese, that scene doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
I figured that out because I am enough of a person who listens to Japanese now to know what they're saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know that you've watched enough or too much, depending on your perspective, anime.
So he does say we have a huge rat problem. You can hear him say Nezumi in there.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
And currently on the chat, there's a picture of a truck with sunglasses on it and a hat.
Oh my god, it's
the one. Oh, it's like the Blues Brothers.
A really cool truck.
A cool truck.
If you want context, listen to this week's episode of Extra Extra Cast.
The road works in mysterious ways.
The cool truck part didn't even get recorded. It was before it started.
Oh, then would you like to quickly recap?
If you want, I'm basically really out of it because of school stuff, and I said I'm glad no one can see me because I look like I got run over by a truck, and for some reason my brain decided to say it was a cool truck.
Oh, no, we did say it on Extra because we were talking about Midnight Car or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we started to discuss what a cool truck would be.
Midnight Cool Truck. Alright, so let's get into Build.
Be the one, be the light.
So, before we talk about this week's episode, Sir Pink, would you like to give your quick thoughts on last week since you were not here?
It was a really cool episode. I'm just going to say it's full on now. Like, I'm totally invested in all the Slash Driver-related writers. So, like, fucking love Cross Charge. I love Grease. And I'm probably going to like Rogue when he's the fucking thing. So, I'm just, like, I'm all for the Slash Driver. It's a fucking... I love how angry it is, and like we get like a reason for why it's pretty much like an angry as fuck belt. But no, episode 17 was great. Like, it was a great debut for Cross Charge, and you know, the like that opening scene with the war, like Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
And Hokuto ladies fucking like batshit crazy. So, but just like, I'm so interested in what the Sato leader is going to do. Like, what's his part in all of this?
He's like that short Asian guy from the Yakuza in that one episode of The Simpsons. But Marge, that guy hasn't done anything yet, and you know it's going to be cool. Then they get it.
Oh. Forgiveness, priest.
That's what happens when they shatter the skywall.
Oh, God.
Emily, you also weren't able to join us for the main show last week. What were your thoughts on last week's episode?
Oh, last week's episode of Build, Let Me Remember What Happened in It. It was the debut of the Jelly Cross Charge, right?
Yeah.
So Slash Driver, I think, is really cool. I still am trying to remember it's not Scrush Driver.
Slash.
It's Slash Driver.
Sounds like you need to go back to Sclass.
I like the whole jelly theme of it a lot. I know it's a little silly, but I like how it overflows and then becomes like a transparent part on the top of the helmet.
Yeah, no, the henching sequence is just really fascinating. But yeah. Like, yeah, I love how silly the jelly is. Like I said,
I like how when they punch each other, like squirts of jelly come out. That sounded so wrong, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, okay, to be fair, the Slash Jelly, like Shuki said it best in his review of the Slash Driver, they're based off like those like kind of like Capri Sun like little like jelly.
They're riders like, powered by Kool-Aid jammers.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, they have Ichi. Actual jello in a pack.
Should get a cherry Kool-Aid jammer when I get my Slash Driver, just like put it in there.
No, it'll. This is, like, weird, but I still just really want to feel a Slash Jelly.
Well, once I get my Slash Driver, you will be able to, my dear.
Just like Sid comes back, cheering in Sigurd-Charge!
No, that's why. Someone put in a picture of just, like, the Slash Driver and then just had Sid in the middle of the belt just getting crushed. It was yep. The most funniest thing ever.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, poor Sid.
Jenny Scush!
And the other thing is, I kind of forget who said on chat, whether it was Ichi or Gar or someone did, that the Slash Driver is almost unintelligible, and unfortunately I do agree with that.
I believe it was me.
Yes, yeah. It is. If I had no subtitles, I would not have been able to say.
Honestly, I've been hearing, because like we got to hear the belt like say those three words like three times in this in episode 18, I can hear what he's saying. I can't like pronounce it for the fucking life of me.
I still hear it as Jerry every time, which
the only word like of the three words that he says that I remember offhand is the last one, which is Afriter. I don't remember what the first
one. No, the last word is blah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
literally just him screaming angrily. But yeah, going into this episode, we can kind of put two and two together because we find out that I was right. This belt has a detrimental effect to its user. It exposes them to the unshielded effects of the nebula gas, thus increasing their lust for war. That explains why the belt is so angry.
Yeah, and like I love that. It's a belt that just like makes you pissed off.
At this point, it wouldn't surprise me if the belt starts yelling at them. Put me on and kick ass!
Well, I mean, for some reason, Grace took the helicopter ball and it said helicopter, and I was like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah,
I like how his attacks actually were like helicopter shaped.
Yeah. And that one scene where he, like, yeah, he uses his helicopter and starts flying around, and in my head, I'm just going, da 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 da
da da da da da da. The other thing is that, sorry for interrupting, but I realized, you know, I know that it can't be they can't be best matches because of the whole one organic thing and one non-organic thing, but anyone coming up with ideas for, like, their own themed riders should realize that, that Grease proves that your main and secondary can both be in one category.
Sure.
Because he uses the robot jelly and the helicopter bottle, and those are both inorganic.
Well, yeah, but they weren't a best match.
Yeah, they aren't a best match, but the, like, idea still stands as long as you don't make it about best matches.
Let's go back to the beginning of the episode. Gentoku seems to have penetrated the fourth wall and is now part of the recap.
Well, I mean, the fact that he, like, eventually in the episode, whatever, Sento just, like, puts on, like, the what I like to call, like, the watch wrist, the watching wrist band, so, like, that he can, like, Gentoku can monitor him. And, yeah, he just, like, I'm like, I love that Gentoku now has fucking Build and Cross in the palm of his hand. Like, it's fucking awesome. So I'm like, way to go, Gentoku.
Well, it's not like they can... Well, I mean, they're still
like
able
they're
to
for,
do what
they
want.
They have no choice but to work alongside with them in representing Toto. So.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to fucking get down on one knee and kiss his pinky
ring.
Oh,
no, of course not. But still, I love that Gentoku just for now is just, like, kind of in control, and I like that. So it's like, oh, the Grease is attacking. Go get him.
Well, and their response is, sure, but I'm not doing it because you said to.
Fly.
So, as the episode picks back up, Kazumi shows up, and he, apparently the reason that it took him so long to show up is because he has no sense of direction and gets lost easily.
Oh, so he's Zoro.
Sure.
No, that's the thing in One Piece. Zoro has a terrible sense of direction. He gets lost all the time.
I mean, it makes sense because he's in, like, an area that he's probably not familiar with. Well, considering how old he is, he might have been here before the Skywall happened, but who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
He just probably uses just bad at directions in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, during his Henshin pose, I don't know if this was photoshopped or if someone caught it in, like, a half frame between, but as he flicks his hand up, it looks like he flips the camera off for a second.
I think that was photoshopped.
I don't know.
But yeah, like, Blade called, he wants his pose back. Like, it literally looked like the pose that Blade makes before he transforms into Blade, so...
The Blade pose that Blade does before he blades into Blade?
Yeah, the Blade.
Using the Blade Buckle?
Yeah, and then in a decade he turns into the Blade.
I can't believe I predicted that.
The Blade?
Yeah, so literally Kamen Rider Blade turns into a sword, and it's called the Blade.
Well, I mean, we also have the Drive Driver later, so...
Yep.
No, but that blew everyone's mind.
Anyways, so Kamen Rider Grease does his Henshin, and it's pretty cool. It's actually, like, whereas Cross Charge was using, like, electric blue jelly, Grease noticeably is using oil. So he actually submerges himself in a vat of actual robot oil to transform.
Mom's old-fashioned robot oil.
Yeah, pretty much. So we actually get the opening this week, but they have not updated it.
No, and me and Ichi even, like, agreed with each other when we were watching, like, this episode last Sunday. We were just like, this, like, Build disappoints for, like, having a consistently updated opening. Like, it sucks. Like, I'd like to see what they could do with, like, different openings and stuff, with the different visuals and stuff, but they don't.
At this point, I'm almost ready to make a better opening.
Yeah, right? You probably could.
I threw together that Chronicle AMV.
Yeah, you did.
Cross Charge starts fighting Grease, and I like that Grease straight up grabs the fucking nail on his Twin Breaker and then pushes him back with the power of his, bathroom faucet handles.
That's still a shitty weapon. Like, that's
it's a terrible weapon.
Only thing out of, like, everything related to the Slash Driver users I don't like. I don't like the Twin Breaker. It's not cool.
I have to say, if you don't mind me saying,
nope.
I did notice something really weird about the Twin Breaker when I was watching the episode.
Oh?
And that is, it inexplicably makes fairly loud and noticeable chainsaw noises, despite not at all being a chainsaw.
Yeah,
I think the answer to that is it vibrates at a high frequency.
Maybe, but it sounds like a chainsaw. Like,
no, and you're absolutely right, and it probably shouldn't sound like that.
They were using stock sounds from fucking Genmu's bug visor, so...
That's what I was thinking, like, why didn't they... Like, is that the same sound that the actual chainsaw on the bug visor used, and then they just decided, this is a spear and a laser gun, but I'm gonna use a chainsaw.
Insert mode. Chainsaw dot wave.
Yeah. It would be like if they started waving their arms around and just bird noises came out of it.
Yeah, so then, like, they're all just, like, fighting, and then Grease does this, like, amazing fucking rider kick where he, like,
oh,
does
or
scrap
it, like,
finish.
Blows out the back. Okay, I could have said that.
Yeah, like, the robot, his shoulders, like, rotate backwards, and, like, they shoot out a jet of, like, grease, and which propels him forward, and then he's able to do, like, a front rider kick, like being propelled by the grease.
He does what I like to call the oil slick rider kick.
But it's... Ooh, that's nice. I like that. But yeah, that's pretty much what he does, and it's a really fucking cool kick, so I like that he's keeping to his motif, so, because he's called Kamen Rider Grease, so he should use grease-based things.
FaceCore in our Discord chat just pointed out that the faucet handles on the Twin Breaker are more closely based on ratchets, which I guess, but they still look
God,
like faucet handles.
His weapon's just a giant fucking power tool!
Yeah!
Oh,
that's why it makes
God.
Chainsaw slash drill noises.
Oh my gosh, maybe that is what... Oh, it is a drill... It's gotta be a drill.
No, why doesn't it make like a rear noise or something? Not a fucking chainsaw. Should make a drill noise.
I don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Put it in there, the kids won't know the difference.
Yeah, Twin Breaker's stupid. It is a ratchet! I'm looking at the picture right now, it's fucking the ratchets!
That weapon is ratchet.
Christ. No, so it's a ratchet, and you know what? Like, the
ratchet
ass blade
weapon.
Thingy is a nail. It's just a giant fucking nail.
It's a nail gun and and ratchets.
Oh my God. It's stupid. Fucking stupid.
Or it's a screwdriver.
And it's... That's stupid.
You think? Yeah, a little bit.
You just made me hate this weapon 10 times more, because now we've solved the mystery of what the fuck it's based on.
Hooray!
It's stupid. Fuck you, Twin Breaker. You're one of the worst fucking weapons in Kamen Rider. Oh my God. No, but something I'd rather have. Like,
anything.
I'll keep thinking about it. You just, like...
So Grease launches his oil slick rider kick, but he stops when he sees Misora because he starts to think he maybe recognizes her. And spoilers, it's Mitan, which we find out at the end of the episode. But when Lane and I, and I'm sure when most people were watching it when we first saw that, we started wondering many theories, such as, oh, maybe they're secretly long-lost siblings. Maybe they know each other. Maybe he is also a bottle purifier, and maybe that's why he wears the jacket to cover up his arm. But
no!
No,
it's just he knows her because she's a net idol.
But no, he's just a Mitan otaku.
But that's interesting, because you'd think at some point someone would recognize her, so...
Right?
Yeah, no, and, like, it's cute, too, because when he goes, like, Mitanda! Like, that's pretty much just, like, Itoya's actor just, like, having a little glimpse of a shred of Itoya in him, so that's adorable.
Hashtag Brotoya.
Yeah, Brotoya. Also, there, like, so later on or whatever like that, Sento just decides, oh, no, you're not using this class driver anymore because fuck you, I'm main character, I need best belts, you can't overpower me. Which... I'm so fucking glad that wasn't the actual reason, because I was gonna actually look at this show and be like, you're good, show, don't slip now, please.
No, I thought that was hilarious. It was him.
No,
going...
and now that I know it was just him being funny, like, also trying to...
No, even if it was the real reason, I thought I still would have liked it, because it's him going, fuck you, I'm the hero, asshole!
He seemed a little... Sento seemed a little weirdly out of character this episode.
Well, that's because he's trying to hide everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's trying
to be... Splash driver, like, affected him and was making him crazy just by being near it.
Yeah, well, he's just trying to be, he's trying to protect his friends, so, like, he's doing what Taiga was doing in X8. Oh, I should be the only one to do this, no one else. Like, this is my burden. I created all this shit. I'm the reason the Smash and everything are a thing. Like, this is my fault. I need to take care of this, just me.
And one thing I do gotta say, this is skipping ahead a little bit, but by all logic that the show has established so far, Sento should be able to use this class driver because it stands to reason that his hazard level is higher. But this, the fact that he can't and that Banjo can, is pointing back towards the need for Banjo to be part of the scenario to begin with. Which also, we don't know the reason of, but what we can say for sure is there is something special about Banjo that required him to be a part of this formula, requiring him to be the one to use this class driver.
Yeah, well, going back to, like, an earlier episode of Build, like, even, like, when, like, Sento was holding the Dragon Ball, he's just, like, looking at Banjo, and he's like, something's, like, off about him, and, like, I'm gonna keep an eye on that for the future. So, like, he knows Banjo's fucking super dangerous.
For Soichi to have included him in this whole scheme from the very beginning means that there had to be something special about Banjo before anyone noticed that he was, like, that he reacted with the dragon element, because that didn't exist until Kasumi died.
That's true.
So, there had to be something special about Banjo that Soichi picked up on.
Yeah. So then, like, later on or whatever like that, they turn on the television and, like, Grease and his cronies, like, fucking took over the TV station and, like, they give this bullshit explanation where, oh, because of the Skywall, we can't use their fighter jets and tanks and warships, so...
Didn't stop you from sending your soldiers and robots last episode!
So we're gonna fight with, no, but honestly, with, like, the small tunnels and stuff like that that they have in the Skywall, it just, like, it would take way too long, and you'd be exposed. Like, you'd be putting yourself at a disadvantage, like, trying to force all your whole army through one little tiny hole.
Next question. Episode 1 builds a drill carved through the wall. Okay. Why haven't we tried blowing the fucking wall up?
Maybe the wall has, like, regenerative pop properties. Who knows?
If the wall regenerates, why didn't all of those holes that exist in the Skywall regenerate?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Maybe it's because there's constant nebula gas touching them, so it stops the regeneration.
Instead the three regions are going to fight using Kamen Riders. So right now Toto has Build and Cross, Hokuto has Grease, and then we don't know if Sato's going to have a rider yet. So
they probably will.
What about
Rogue's the possibility, but we'll get into that later.
Just love how this purports, like, here's the excuse for not having any actual war scenes going forward, because we're just going to fight with the riders. Everyone stay at home or you'll get caught up in the crossfire!
Oh, God, yeah. Because, like, Grease is like, oh, we're not going to attack civilians, for the most part.
Blaze in our chat is saying Sato's rider should be X-Aid.
Sure.
Because that's the name of the hospital.
Oh,
Sato University Hospital.
Oh, God, what if X-Aid just takes place in Sato?
That's what people were saying.
Just like the president of Sato just comes, he has an army of ride players. Just like me, my army, bitch.
Just like the Skywall is the game area of a gashit that went out of control.
the Pandora gashit.
No, the Build gashit that Dan made.
Oh yeah, confirmed. So they, like, take over a TV station, and it's, like, it's actually cool, and they make, like, a broadcast, and then,
what,
like,
is this, Kamen Rider G?
So then, later on, like, Gintoku sends a bunch of guardians to go, like, apprehend Grease and, like, his cronies, and,
just fight some.
I swear to God, like, Kazumi, like, walks out, and I swear to God, this is reminding me of that scene from Dark Knight Rises, like, the Batman movie, where just Bane walks out of a building wearing, like, he has a winter coat on and everything, too. And just, there's a shit ton of police waiting for him just outside the building. And just decides, nah, fuck it, I'm just gonna beat the shit out of all of you. And he just starts...
I can't think of anything when you talk about Bane aside from you know what it is.
Speak of the rider, and he shall appear.
And he shall henchin.
Death.
Why does he wear the belt? LOL!
My Hishachu will be very painful for you. Oh, that's great.
Death by Grace.
By Smash.
Yeah, so, and he just, like, transforms, and, like, I like it. We get, like, two or three, like, perfect Grease transformations
three.
In one episode.
One in the forest at the start, yep. One on the live stream, and the third one as he walks out to fight the Guardians.
Yeah, so I like that we, like, got a lot of Grease henchings this episode, so that was cool.
This episode is pretty greasy! Ah! I'll go home now.
Grease is the rider, he's got moves, he's got feeling. Yeah, I saw someone make like a poster of Grease with Sandy and then just Grease sent to John Travolta's.
But yeah, I love that right after the broadcast, like, President Miss Hokuto, whose name is not important enough to remember, is talking to him like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't like you messing up my fight with wars and tanks and armies. Then get me some fucking results! And he hangs up on her!
No,
what
was bothering me was that apparently she has, like, a Hokuto phone case on her phone.
Well, why not? She's the fucking governor!
There's a factory somewhere.
Premium Bandai!
There's just a factory somewhere in Hokuto where they develop fucking phone cases.
Or she got it done at fucking Decal Girl. Who knows?
Sure, that exists in Hokuto.
Yeah, why not? Grease starts fighting all the Guardians.
And he's just, like, so fucking pumped up. He's just, because, like, the effects of the Slash Driver affect him. So he's just like, pretty much it's like Joe from Family Guy. Bring it on!
He's effectively running around fighting robots yelling, I'm all lubed up! Someone satisfy me!
Hokuto President, do you have any grease? Yes, yes we do. Then grease me up, woman!
Oh, that's good.
Okie dokie.
Brokey dokie.
Oh, God! Can we just have the thumbnail for this episode just be Willy just, like, opening his
shirt? Oh my God, that's good!
Just with Grease's face. On Willy's body.
Yep. Emily, what were you saying a second ago?
I just said, and then everyone went silent.
Yeah. And then, so, Sento and Ryuga show up, and Sento tries using the Slash Driver. Obviously, it doesn't fucking work, because it's incompatible. But I like this.
We don't know what the reason is yet.
No, okay, I think it's a physical thing. So I feel like Kazumi and Ryuga are both physically, like, fit and built enough that they can use the belt because it takes a toll on your body.
They're more built than build?
Exactly. So Sento, he's, like, you know, he's fit, but not...
A scientist.
Yeah, he's a scientist, so... Whatever. But also, like, the thing about the Slash Driver making you more aggressive, that's probably the reason why Ryuga's not gonna use cross-charge, like, from now on, and he's... Because it's gonna be more of, like, a last resort thing, and he's just gonna be cross more often.
Blaze in our chat is saying, because the Dragon Jelly is powered by Ryuga's dead girlfriend, she doesn't want to cheat on Ryuga.
Wow. There you go. Jesus. So then, they start fighting, like, the Grease cronies, Ryuga goes cross-charge and he makes a line to Sento going, like, oh, I'll be the hero this time, motherfucker.
Yeah.
If I die, whatever.
He gives them the most shit-eating grin ever. It's hilarious.
And then Sento decides to go Phoenix Robo, which is... Cool, I guess. I'm not, like, a huge fan of the forum.
I like it.
I like the tagline for the forum is the immortal weapon.
I like it. It's pretty cool.
And it has, like, a yee.
I'm like, did the belt just go yee?
Well, it, like, Nin comic does it, too. It goes, like,
kind of did go yee.
There. Are you happy? I used the yee meme. That's a Phaelus joke.
Oh, okay.
From the Lion and the King review.
Oh, okay. And then he goes Smuffle Wolf, which
is wildly underwhelming.
Yeah, it, like I said, the giant smartphone on the arm just ruined.
Not
the
just that, but like
me.
He does jack shit with it, and his Hisatsu is pretty fucking lackluster.
But later on, Grease tries his kick again, and then like Smuffle Wolf like comes in to like block it, and he actually like you see like the screen crack on the phone, and then it breaks them. Just like I'm like, dude, that was the latest model.
Why didn't you use Gorilla Smuffo? Then it would have been Gorilla Glass.
Oh god, Gorilla Glue, we have 100% Gorilla. Oh no. You know what, I need to try that. So when you get smartphone, you just need to try Gorilla Phone.
Yeah, Gorilla Smuffo.
Yeah, Gorilla Smuffo, there you go.
And Blaze just like, after he gets the screen cracked, like, Bill just yells up at Grease, that's $100 to repair, fuckface!
Yeah, he has like this dumb Hisatsu where it's just like a bunch of apps like in a circle and you just see a wolf running around it.
And
like,
it just leaps up and eats Fukuro,
yeah,
and,
like,
or Aoba.
Like,
or
there must be some joke I'm missing.
Right? I don't know. But then, like, after Grease downs Cross Charge, he, like, starts up his scrap finish, and I'm just like, holy shit, he's actually going in for the kill!
Yep.
But yeah, Build stops him, and...
And then they just, like, they both fuck off. Like,
after,
oh, yeah,
they take back all six of the bottles they got last episode.
Yeah, but then Misora, whatever, like, that's, like...
Yeah, Sawa drives in.
And Misora just, like, throws Sento Rocket Panda, and immediately just goes Rocket Panda and just Uchukitas the fuck out of there.
It's absolutely hilarious how Sento grabs the bottles, and that awkward angle, he just, like, shoves the two bottles in his one hand, just, like, into his crotch. And we just meant to us believe that he put them in right. But this confirms that Rocket Panda is now officially the fuck this shit I am form.
Yeah, and then
yeah, you could just rock it. I spaced out a bit there, but I have to say, as silly as it is, I love Smuffle Wolf.
Yeah, like, the design is fine. I think the phone doesn't need to be that big, but aside from that,
okay,
I like
that's
the phone.
True. I like the attack, though.
It just seems like there's so much potential wasted.
You should have used different apps and stuff.
Right?
Or it's just like a ring of apps that shoots a wolf at you.
So then, like, they drive away or whatever like that, and then, like, we find out, yeah, Kazumi's a fucking Mikan fan.
For some reason, it was absolutely hilarious seeing, like, the shot from Grease's perspective as Misora goes by in the car window, as if she was, like, drive-bying him somehow. I don't know why, but it was absolutely hilarious.
Look at me!
Like, she might as well have just been screaming,
yeah, pretty much. Oh, and yeah, we also found out that the Slash driver that Grease has was made by Namba, but that's fucking obvious as hell. Because even, like, Sento, like, asks Soichi whatever about it, he's like, who has the fucking skills to build it other than me? And he's just like, Namba.
An entire heavy production company.
Also, Soichi stole Night Rogue's chair and he's sitting there and I'm like, you stay the fuck off that chair!
I love it.
As Night Rogue's chair!
He's chilling on what I will just call it the Faust throne.
The night chair.
The night chair.
The night chair.
Night chair.
So, as soon as Gintoku hears that Namba built the Hokuto Slash Driver, he goes to their office to confront them. And who should show up in the office to meet him? A fucking ghost!
Naraki!
It's Captain Not Dead!
Yeah, because he got shot in the
shoulder. Captain Not Dead was the entire title of Kamen Rider Ghost.
Basically.
No,
he's just Captain Dead. Always dead.
Captain always
dead.
It's
like, oh my god, Naraki's alive. Yeah, he got shot in the shoulder and fell in water. He probably survived that, obviously.
How do I survive?
So now Ichi made me come to the scary realization that there's a possibility that Nariaki might become Kamen Rider Rogue, and I really fucking hope not.
It's just one potential theory. Yeah. The other theory running around is that Rogue will be someone from Sato.
Yeah. Or if that does happen, then I'd like to see Gentoku kind of take Night Rogue and just improve on it and make like a maybe like a super Night Rogue or something like that.
That makes sense.
He'll upgrade to Night Assassin.
Like he just like he steals the Nebula steam the Nebula steam gun and just like
insert more Ragnarok Online jokes.
No, but I like to think like Gentoku could like steal the Nebula steam gun and just like modify it so it can transform as well, and then he just transforms into like Super Night Rogue.
Maybe.
So that'd be cool. I'd like that. But I'm still pretty confident that Gentoku is going to become Kamen Rider Rogue because he's going to realize that Night Rogue just isn't powerful enough to, you know, stay on par with everyone else, and he's just going to be like, okay, I need to upgrade. I need a Slash Driver.
Damn it, they're higher than level just 10. Now I'm
fucked. Why he wants, he decides to go from a bat to a crocodile, I have no idea. But.
And Blaze says, Niter Rogue.
Yes, thank you, Niter Rogue. And then, yeah, the episode ends with, oh my god, it's Narutaki.
Narutaki?
Or Nariaki, whatever. Fucking,
what? Oh no, Gentoku!
Yeah.
So, next week, Banjo starts going all stringy in the head, and Stark pulls the trigger. By that I mean he pulls out the hazard trigger and shows it to Bill.
God damn it, I just, like, I was going through my Facebook timeline, and I just got this advertisement for a pub, and they actually made a Tide Pod shot.
Fuck the internet!
Oh, like a shot that's the colors of a Tide Pod.
Yeah. And then it actually says, like, the shot is made with vodka, Baileys, and blue Curacao. Do not drink detergent.
I was gonna say, why are you interested in a pub that's not PUBG?
No! Fucking... The Tide Pod meme has gone so far that even Tide themselves had to make a tweet and a video saying, please do not eat these!
No, you know what we need to bring back?
And then people have been seeing pictures of, taking pictures that in stores, they're keeping Tide Pods locked away in glass cabinets.
You know what? I think it's time we bring back something very important that most of us may remember.
Huh?
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, no, someone even made a picture of that going,
don't stuff it in your face. Especially if you know what it is.
Oh, God. Yeah, people have been eating those. They're idiots.
Christ.
Anyways, there we go. We did all the memes for fucking this month.
All right, you want to take us in?
Yoshilaki! So,
and through it all, when there was doubt, Tsurugi will do it his way!
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when he said that too.
Nante kota.
Welp, here we are at the eighth!
It's actually...
So is this the second last episode?
That's what it feels like.
Okay, so confirmed. It's not actually... It wasn't that Cuervo is Don Armage. Don Armage possessed Cuervo, and Cuervo is just so influenced by Don Armage that
he's now
just,
actually evil.
He's actually evil.
And all of the Don Armages they've been fighting up until now were clones.
Yeah. Well, there goes my fucking theory that he just absorbed fucking Tsurugi's immortality.
No, rather...
That was such a better twist!
Rather, Tsurugi's just plain dying.
No, because, like, I was wondering, like, why has this been happening? And then they flash back to, like, oh, when he saved Lucky when he died, like, temporarily. And I was like, yeah!
He spent a bunch of his HP.
Yeah. But I gotta say, you know what? Going back to what you said, like, an extra, yeah, Q-Ranger's, like, really amazing with its comedy, like, and stuff, but when it comes to, like, its actual plot, just, eh.
Yeah.
Like, what else is there?
The long-awaited return of Jiro?
Yeah, I mean, he finally finished everything on Netflix, so now we got him back.
Oh, yeah, I was watching this, like, basically in class break, and I remember the second he showed up, I was like, oh my god, they actually have the brother again.
No, and then, you know what? One of the cutest scenes in this episode was just, like, he, like, Stinger saves him, Jiro, and then he's just, like, he's like, oh, I'm your brother, I'm your Brig bro, I'm your Aniki's
Brig brother?
I'm your Aniki's Aniki. And then he's just like, Oh, so then you're
That was
you're it, my Aniki's Aniki? Like, well, then you're my Aniki.
Like, I know that was Aniki. I know that was meant to be sweet and heartwarming, but my brain just went like, your brother calls me Aniki too.
Oh, God. Dun-dun!
Wee woo, wee woo.
Yeah, so now he's pretty much just, yeah, like, he's just like, oh, I'm your big bro's big bro. So you're my big bro's big bro? Yeah, so that makes you my big bro. All right, big bro.
Stinger just really likes being an Aniki since his Aniki was fucking terrible.
I mean, I don't blame him.
Right?
He wants to be a better example than what Scorpio was.
Scorpio?
I miss Scorpio.
Well, we'll probably see him when we talk about episode of Stinger.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Hey. Can't wait.
Yay, dead guys. Speaking of dead guys, apparently Professor Anton's motivation all this time is just that he wants to be hailed as the guy who blew up the galaxy.
And then Kotaro's just like, no one's going to be around to praise that you did that. If everyone's dead, you fucking idiot. And
that's
he's like,
fucking stupid.
And then just,
you're fucking stupid.
And then just idiot. And he's just like, that's it. And then he does the thing I've been complaining about. Why doesn't he just fucking fuse with like a Zero Go and just fucking.
And he does, and it's ugly.
Yeah, it is ugly. Jesus Christ.
God.
Oh my God.
And I gotta say, for all the buildup with this character, his death is like wildly unceremonious, and there was like I know that Champ has like lost all his love for Anton at this point, but I think Champ should have been the one to deal the final blow, you know?
Yeah, no, because that wasn't the actual Anton, that was the bad Anton.
I know, but it was still what was left of Anton.
He put the good Anton to rest when like Stinger did like the whole like, oh, I need to pierce like this little microscopic thing on your heart.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna miss Anton. He was a great med scientist.
Oh, Anton was a treat. Better than the fucking shitty vice shoguns. Those guys are stupid.
I swear to God, until you mentioned them, I had already completely forgotten they existed.
But bring back Mechamotico, please. I liked her so much more. And Ikagen, like, I miss both of them.
Ikagen was cool!
Ikagen was amazing! And fucking Monaco was amazing! Like, oh, just the Vice Shogun sucked! They fucking sucked!
They sucked robot dick.
Ugh! And then it didn't even help that they had that stupid fusion form. Like, God.
That was some damn tentacle shit.
That did not help them.
We got a really nice shot while Cuervo and Tsurugi are fighting of, like, when they're on the bridge, and you see some really cool first-person shots of Cuervo firing on them.
That was really nice.
I like that.
But yeah, so just, like, it's cool that, like, Cuervo just kind of just gave in to, like, wanting to be stronger, so.
Yeah. So he fires on Tsurugi, and in his last shot manages to blow up Tsurugi's shirt and jacket. And like,
yeah, I saw that and I was like, whoa.
He like obliterated his jacket.
I was like, and then later on we see he has another one and I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Does he just have a closet of them?
Yeah.
His jacket is immortal.
That's the true power of the Phoenix. It's in the jacket.
But like, he's down and Lucky's like grabbing him and he's like, I thought I was the shield. Let's switch, bro. You can be on top this time.
No!
Hey, I liked this scene just because, like, Lucky and Tsurugi are my two favorite characters in Q-Rangers, so just, like, it was great seeing them, like, bonding, like, so well. Like,
yep.
Because, like, you gotta remember, like, when Tsurugi first showed up, Lucky couldn't stand the guy.
I still can't.
No, I, like I said, I love that Tsurugi is, like, been calling himself this legendary badass motherfucker, and he actually holds up that he's a badass legendary motherfucker. So
I'm still reeling from the fact that he actually was the space president.
So I fucking love. Yeah, no. Okay, can we get to the dreams part? So like they all just like Lucky's just like they're all like trying to figure out what the fuck to do, and so Lucky.
Oh, sorry. Just before that, So yeah, they talk about how like Tsurugi's actually fuck tons old and he's gonna die because healing Lucky costs him his HP. And, like, while they're fighting, like, Jiro wanders onto the battlefield and, like, Anton tells the civilians to finish them off, but, like, no, fuck you! And they start hucking their rocks and pipes at him. There was one shot, I have to find the screenshot, but there was one shot where the Q-Rangers were, like, about to die. And, like, if you pay attention in the background, you can see Naga, and his hair and face are so fucked up.
Oh, yeah, I know, I noticed that, too!
He's just like,
and I'm like, whoa, wait a remote, dude.
It was so funny!
But, yeah, so, like, they're back on the Orion Battler, and they're just, like, discussing, like, some serious stuff or whatever, and just, like, Lucky's just, like, it's everyone's dreams after, like, after we saved the universe. And Hammy just, like...
He was effectively asking him, so, where's everyone going on vacation once we're done?
Like, Hammy seriously, like, goes up to him and just goes, Lucky, I love you, but now's really not the time. And Lucky's like, no, fuck you, now's the perfect time. Me, I'm gonna go see the edge of the universe. No, seeing the edge of the universe. I'm gonna see the entire universe.
Which is pretty much what he was doing at the start of the show anyway.
No, he wanted to see the edge of the universe, but now
edge of the galaxy.
Yeah, no, edge of the universe. He said edge of the universe.
Oh.
And now he wants to see the entire universe. So, good for Lucky. So yeah, let's all break it down. So I'm assuming you put them all down. So, Rompo, being one of the best ones, is just like, I want to be Supreme Commander!
Yeah, he just wants to take over the universe, but in the...
I want a promotion!
Raptor...
I can't roll my R's or I do the Robotnik promotion.
Raptor wants love. Spada wants to be the best chef in the universe, as if that didn't...
Garu wants to continue
sucking. I did the Garu one. No. Garu's is the best. Just, I'm gonna go wherever Lucky goes. Because, you know what? What's he gonna do? He's the last of his race. He really has nothing. He might as well just go with Lucky. That's all he needs.
Sure.
All he needs is Lucky.
Not even gonna, like, look into a repopulation of any sort?
He's the last of his race. He really can't.
Science!
No. He'd make some hybrid.
Maybe he can get a Dr. Anton. Oh, wait. He kind of killed him.
Dang it,
big stupid plan.
So Hammy wants to be a teacher.
Which came out of nowhere.
Balance
and Naga want to go back to being thieves.
Well, Naga wants to go back to his home planet to show that emotion can be good.
He wants to teach his people to love.
God. Kotaro wants to be the next president of the galaxy, and I'm just like, oh.
Whoa, okay.
Okay, buddy. Champ wants to regain his title. Stinger, I forgot Stinger's.
He wants to keep fighting.
Oh yeah, Stinger just wants to keep fighting.
I literally just wrote, everyone wants their character things.
That's terrible.
It's true.
No, well, yes, Lucky's is the same, but he expanded on it, and I love him for that.
And they convince Tsurugi to commit to, I'll try to not die! Yeah! So cut back to Earth. I was shocked to see Indivers in winter coats. I'm like, Jesus, did it get that cold during filming?
No, but those were civilians.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was cool.
And, like, they captured Jiro, and my immediate response is, you left him there! What the fuck did you think was gonna happen?
Bring him back on the ship with you.
Right?
Give him space Netflix to watch.
No, up here we got Hulu.
Space Hulu. Spulu.
Well, Hulu is run by aliens.
And yeah, Stinger saves him. And then we get what was pretty cool. They do their roll call and their henshins at the same time.
That was fucking awesome.
I like that.
Yeah.
And we get this awesome move where, like, they, I think it was either orange or blue, they have their Q spear and they, like, jab it into Anton, and then Champ uses his fucking robot punch to, like, pile drive it in.
Rocket punch, yeah, to, like, put in more. That was cool. But then they're like, all right, this is the final mission, so let's do the final Q Let the Chance. And then, like, they do it, and then the Q Ranger Qtama pops out, and it's like, oh, that means all 12 of us can go down to save the
It means Earth. We can do what we've been doing all season and ignore the stupid bullshit mechanic we came up with.
Right? Well, because on Earth they had to.
I want to see them use the Q Ranger Qtama and do something awesome with it.
Well, I have it in my
Yeah,
room,
why
so
does it not?
It.
Why is it not a power-up?
Maybe they'll defeat Don Armage with it. Maybe. Next episode. Who knows?
Maybe.
And then the episode ends with Lucky pulling the good coat out of the
closet. Yeah, he puts on his coat that they, like, gave him, like, when he left his home planet. It's fucking awesome. And they're like, oh, why are you wearing that coat? And I'm like, because shit's about to get fucking real. What's the Yosha Lucky counter at?
So, in counting the ones that are in our feature topic, which is the Q-Ranger High School Wars, there were 2 in the episode and 7 in the 4 high school episode specials, so now we're up to 309.
Damn! That's a lot. That's a lot, yeah. Yosha Luckies.
It's pretty lucky.
Nante kota. So now let's get on to our feature topic. Yosha Lucky!
Featured topic.
Our feature topic is the Q-Ranger High School Wars specials.
And...
you know why? Because you gotta go back...
Back to school again. So I'm just gonna say it flat out. This is probably one of the best things to come out of Q-Ranger, like, period.
I love these.
Fantastic. I had so much fun. I laughed my ass off. It was great. I feel like all the actors, like, who playing, like, the human Q-Ranger characters, they all just got, their actors really got to, like, just go above and beyond with their acting, so, like, and really got to, like, expand more of their characters. So, it was just. So, yeah, so, like, Q-Ranger Episode 1, Q-Ranger High Episode 1 starts with, like, you know, they're...
planning an undercover op on Planet Sleepy, which we've called it, but apparently it might
it's
be called...
It's actually 3B, like a classroom.
Yeah.
Aww, I wanted to be Planet Sleepy.
You can still call it Sleepy.
No, and then Planet fucking Sleepy. Lucky goes, Planet Frisbee, fuck yeah! And they're like, 3B, Lucky, and he's like, aww.
You can play Frisbee at school if you want.
There's probably a Frisbee Q, Tama.
Wait, what? Why would there be... is there a Frisbee constellation?
It wouldn't fucking surprise me. Look how many stupid constellations we've made stupid power-ups of over the course of the show.
Based off a fucking protractor. That's so dumb.
Well, I mean, there's also that one... I don't know why we didn't mention this in Q-Ranger. I actually forgot about it entirely. When they're incapacitating the civilians, apparently the Canis Minor...
oh, yeah, Koinu.
Into a dog furry.
Turned one of the Endeavors into a puppy, mentally.
Yeah, not physically, just...
yeah. And the other one got wrapped up, and the other one got put to sleep, but you get to be our new puppy.
So Rompo's like, alright, let's see Q has the chance and, like, figure out who's gonna go on this mission. So he does his, like, full-on dance. And I just forgot that he, like, does, like, the whole, like, rotating arms dance motion.
No, I always knew that was a thing.
No, I forgot that was a thing.
No, I remembered because during that one episode where we're like, okay, we gotta do the Q light really fast, go, go, go. So it fast forwards to the whole sequence, including the fucking swinging arms, and I die every time I watch that.
So, like, yeah, and I died because I just, like, completely forgot that was a thing. And...
I'm just like, I'm impressed that Suit Actor can do that.
Yeah, so, So, like, originally, first, like, it's Champ, Rompo, Balance, Raptor, and Garu. They're all going on the mission because they're the non-human characters, so...
which is genius for infiltrating a human high school.
Yeah, right?
Why did they even do the Q-Less?
So then, like...
have them all become humanoid. It would have been so cool.
Oh, and, like, be played by their voice actors?
Yes.
That would have been cool.
So I would have loved to have at least seen Human Raptor in this special.
So then, someone fucking calls him out on his bullshit or whatever like that. And
they,
like,
figure out that he's cheating.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, what? And then Kotaro's just like... like, he does, like, the kind of, like, puppy kid
like
faces.
Like, he's lost faith
been,
in him.
Have you been cheating this whole time? Every time you go on a mission?
Say it ain't so!
And just, like, Rompo's
wait,
just like...
say it ain't so!
And Rompo's just like... no! Like, he's like... and, like, so he's like, do you not trust us?
just like...
Rompo's like, yeah, no, I trust you!
I didn't mean it!
I didn't mean it! And, like, so... like, they feel bad for, like, Lucky. And, like, and it was funny, too. Even Lucky's just like, I didn't get picked. What the fuck? I always get picked.
Bullshit!
Yeah, no, even I was just like, bullshit! Lucky always gets picked! So, like, they feel bad, so instead, like, Lucky, Hammy, Naga, Spada, and Kotaro, and Stinger all fucking go, because they're the human humans. Characters.
Which is weird that none of them think that maybe a small child in a high school would be questionable.
Well, I mean, yeah.
What is he, Justin?
Sure.
No, he's huge, John.
Yeah, so, and, like, Raptor made, like, a bunch of school uniforms for all of them, and just, like... Like, Raptor's like, oh, man, I don't get to wear this.
I mean, you can still wear it.
Yeah, so then, like, they all put on uniforms, so, like, Lucky looks like...
By the way, when they're confronting Sho about his cheating, I love it. It's like, so why did you do it? There were conditions to production!
And Naga just, like, looks at them and he's just, like, suspicious!
He's like, that's basically him saying that, like, Toei had reasons for them to cheat during the Q-let because of, you know, production filming budget limits.
Yeah, of course.
Which is great.
So, like, Lucky was dressed up like a delinquent, like, so he dressed up in kind of like Gintaro's clothes from,
Naga had the ugliest sweater known to man.
I like Naga's sweater.
Stinger, he looks like he's ready to tee off at Wimbledon or some
Stinger
shit.
Stinger dressed in what I like to call the Kion school wear from Haruhi, where it's just like the suit with like the loose tie. Kind of reminded me of Yakumo a bit.
From a little bit.
Hammy dressed up in typical girls' uniform. Kotaro dressed
with
up
these adorable green headphones that ended up being of use.
And Spada dressed like, he had like the jacket and then the hat. And he like switched his head. He's like, oh, I'm going to dress for the occasion. Like a... look like a student, and it's like, okay. And then, like, later, I love that, or no, that's in episode 4, never mind.
I love that they're doing this undercover op because the humans going to the school are getting brainwashed, and Naga's like, don't worry, I definitely will not get brainwashed. And everyone turns and responds with, no, like, you're the one we're worried about the most, because this has already happened to you.
Yeah, and then,
which is valid.
No, and then they do get brainwashed, but I actually...
By the school bell.
Yeah, but I didn't notice that at first, so I thought they were faking it to get into the school.
No, they get hypnotized by the school bell, and Hammy dodges it every time because she's got her headphones on.
And then just to get them out of it, she slaps them in the face. Like, during this entire, like, 4-episode special, like, just, like, every time it happens, she slaps them in the face.
Including slapping a child.
Yeah, and then the reactions are fucking great, because, like, Spot's just like, ah, Kotaro's like, ah, Naga's like, ugh.
And I really don't know why when they were hypnotized they had to make O faces.
It's funny. When you get slapped,
I don't know
like, oh.
either exactly, but
I'm like, did we really need to see what Lucky's orgasm face was?
Yeah.
For the second time we get the hypnotizing and of that chick from Power Rangers.
I don't remember.
Oh, remember, that was what came with Pili Polio.
Oh.
That's what they called Naga, Poppy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, Pili Polio now.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we're in episode 2 now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, like, we get
the other thing. Huh? How the fuck can they call themselves undercover when they've got the fucking Seiza Blasters on their arms still?
Later on, like, they're like... They transform and they're like, oh, the Q-Rangers, and the guy's like, are you the Q-Rangers? And I'm like... Come on.
So, in episode 2, they're challenged by the Student Council Endeavor.
Yeah, he's actually called Student Council Endeavor.
You! Silver hair is illegal! You! You're a girl! This is an all-boys school! Fuck! Quick, summon Hentai Kamen!
No!
He decides, okay, we're gonna have an art contest, so, like... So first, like, Lucky's the first one, and so they,
He paints with violent slashing motions.
And, like, makes, like, a pot of flowers, but he's just been copying off of, the council president the whole time, or whatever like that. And then he's just like, oh, fuck you, you cheated, or whatever like that.
And then it immediately descends into a fight, and Lucky kicks him down, so I guess he wins.
So then, yeah, and then Spada goes next, and, like, they make, like, A fruit ball. And so, like, Spada makes, like, a blender of, like, the fruit mixed into it, and they're like...
He draws a goddamn smoothie.
And it's like, that looks good, but it's not what the what you were supposed to draw. And he's like, I don't give a shit. It looks better. And that's what I do. I'm creative. And I'm like,
thanks, Spada. We'll remember you next time we need someone who knows how to fucking draw fruit.
So then fucking Hoshi Minato comes out of nowhere. And just like, Naga's like, okay, I'll do the story. And like, it's like, Hoshi Minato's like, all right, you're going to paint me.
So yeah, they paint him.
And like, Naga
just
makes
everybody's drawing style is cool.
Yeah, and like, Naga makes like this awesome, like, kind of like really awesome.
Really, like,
of him.
Like right out, like an Ikemen style art right out of a fucking
manga.
Shonen Eye manga of some caliber.
And just Hoshi goes up to it, looks to it, and he's just like, this is beautiful. You truly know how to, like, capture my beauty.
I love how, like, when that happens, Stinger is so mind blown that he, like, high five. Basically,
no, Stinger was great this entire fucking time.
Yeah.
Just, like, his reactions were fucking great. And then, like, my favorite one, where, like, he gives him a paint Qtama, like, so he can, like, paint really well.
And it gives him the power of a beret!
Yeah, and then, like, and the future, apparently, because he paints, like, Hoshi Minato, like, punching the Independent in the face.
Yeah.
And it actually fucking happens. And then just, like, Hoshi Minato just goes up to Naga, and he's just like, thank you. You've painted me so well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And he just walks up. Thank you.
I just wanted him to, like, close the door and then open it again. Thank you.
And just runs off, and I'm like, what is this?
Thanks for coming by.
So they win the art contest, and then, so then next up is the science teacher.
The vice principal.
Who I swear to God, is looks like, with the glasses and the science outfit, just looked like a scarier version of Dr. Alpheus from fucking Undertale.
Oh my God, you're
right. Yeah, it looked like Dr. Alpheus.
Oh my God, it did look like Dr. Alpheus.
It was the vice principal Endeavor.
Yeah, just Dr. Alpheus.
After more hypnotizing, O-facing, and slapping children.
So they're just like, all right, in 30 minutes, you need to name all 83 constellations.
88.
Oh, 88 constellations, yeah, sorry.
This is revenge for killing my son!
And just, they do it. And then, like, there's the last, like, four they need. And like, they're like, oh, if you went to school, you'd know them. And Kotaro's just like, oh, it's a protractor, a sextant,
a ruler.
A ruler, and then something else. Can't remember. Oh, it was a compass.
Yeah.
And, like,
and every time they name one, like, the Endeavor takes damage,
that
which
cool.
effectively devolves into, beating this quiz killed me!
Yeah, and just, and, like, Lucky's, like, cheering, Lucky and Stinger just, like, cheering them on or whatever like that, and, like, each of them are all naming off, like, different fucking Qtama, or constellations, so. And, like, I'm reading through all, like, the different ones, and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, they've used, like, almost every single Qtama, so, like, that's cool. So then we get to the final one, which is the principal, and he's just
you
like,
you killed my wife and son! Why do you have the same face as them? There are logistical reasons for that! Which is literally them going, we had a terrible budget for this.
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, apparently he's a kendo instructor.
Who effectively kicks all their asses out of the classroom and up onto the roof.
Yeah, and so, like, they
try to have them weird scene changes.
So they transform, and then the bell goes off, and, like, again, they get brainwashed, and so, like, he tries to fucking slap them, doesn't work.
Which means that she's got the headphones on under the helmet.
So then, Champ comes in, and he's
wearing a fucking Gakuran and a fucking hat like he's a street tough.
Yeah, no, so he's pretty much dressed like fucking Kujo Jotaro from JoJo Part 3.
Sure.
Yeah, yada yada, does it. And so, Champ, he's just like, Champ, can you hit them for me? Not hard, though. And so, every
How
time
did Champ not hit hard? Why would you ask Champ if you didn't want someone hit hard?
So he effectively dummies everyone,
no,
including
but,
the small
no,
child.
No, but every time he did it, he, like, tapped them on the shoulder and then to, like, almost, like, to get their attention and then just went, bah! And, like, my favorite one was he did it to Kotaro where he just kind of, like, bonked him on the head and he's just like, ah!
Just cue Jim Carrey from Liar Liar. You see that? He struck the child.
God.
And then Lucky effectively uses the power of the chalk zone to finish
yeah,
off.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ! So, like, they summon, like, the sextant, the compass, and, like, the protractor,
and
like,
the ruler.
What's chalk zone? Holy crap!
No, but they're like, oh god, I love that show.
Use Mighty Creator.
No, but then, like, they throw them out because they're like, oh, these are useless. And so then he uses the ruler and just makes, like,
I'm gonna do a thing! A
beam! Like, draws a fucking perfect line with a thing of chalk, because he doesn't just get a ruler, he gets a piece of chalk as well, which was fucking weird. And just, like, makes a laser beam across the fucking ground. Now it just was like, whoa!
You have been defeated by Hopscotch Beam!
And then turns into, like, a giant fucking, Omaimar, or whatever the fuck they're called.
Moraimars, or he gets into the Moraimars.
Yeah, and then it's just like, oh, to be continued in the episode of Stinger.
Although we did get to see Kureno with Champ as the arm, which is rare.
Yeah, I like that.
But yeah, apparently that story will be wrapped up in episode Stinger.
But just like, oh my god.
Yeah, this was supposed to be associated with episode Stinger, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why next week.
At one point during part 4, like, Stinger starts reminiscing to the woman he meets in episode Stinger, so I started thinking, wait, does this happen after episode Stinger?
No, I know. That was probably just in the trailer, so that's how you know. But yeah, like, this was amazing. Like,
loved it.
This is literally what I loved every single second of it.
This is exactly
great.
What I was talking about. When Q Ranger's focusing on his comedy, it's fucking amazing!
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. So, like, I highly recommend everyone watch it. Like, even if you're not a fan of Q Ranger, just...
There are four episodes, they're 5 minutes each.
It's like a 20-minute thing. You're pretty much just watching
a full episode.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if someone just compiles them all into, like, one giant thing.
It's not even worth the effort. They're 5 minutes.
Yeah. But it's just, oh, it's so good. And, like, the actors really, like, went full ham on this one.
Full hammy.
Oh, there you go.
Ha!
And yeah, so it was great.
Loved it.
So good job, Q-Ranger.
Emily, what do you think?
I thought it was freaking hilarious. I apologize for tuning out a little bit. The cool truck. Yeah, it was really funny. I have to admit, though, it would have been great to see the non-humanoid rangers instead of in humanoid form instead of the easy way and making it the humanoid rangers.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that.
I mean, I understand why they did it. I mean, it could have been all of them, but that would have been a little bit too crazy.
We have budget problems. We had to use the same mask for 3 different monsters.
That's true.
All right, so that is about it for Cast Ranger this week.
This was a fun episode. I as I always say, I always hate missing out on an episode just because, you know, I miss out on all the fun. So
yeah. All right, so thank you all for listening, and as I mentioned during Extra Cast Ranger, now that our YouTube channel is not going to be having monetization options in the coming future, I would like to fervently ask that you all check out our Patreon and consider pledging.
Yeah.
Even the tiniest donation helps us. It all goes towards things like hosting the website.
The Patreon also goes towards the game eventually.
Yeah, we use it to pay our Spriter for creating assets for the Cast Ranger game. It also goes towards equipment costs, so we can make sure we have the best stuff here to make the show for you. So even just a tiny donation of $1 a month can do wonders. So, thank you all either way.
# money for Lane.
Thank you for having me again. I'm sorry for my slight spaciness as a result of school stuff, but it means a lot that you let me be on the show and talk about Toku.
Always, my dear. Always.
You are a grand contributor. So,
That means a lot. Thank you.
So,
thanks for listening, everyone. You guys are the most... the audience. Without the audience, there wouldn't be a show.
All right, so as usual, the primary source of our hijinks is castranger.podbean.com. You can check out our Facebook group page, whatever, at facebook.com/rscastranger. Tweet at us at Ixie Studios and check out the links on our site to our merchandise page, where you can find t-shirts, hoodies, jackets, baby onesies, stickers, cases, laptop bags, whatever you like, with all of the caster emblems as well as the logo.
And make sure to pick up a copy of Dark Souls Remastered and Knuckles with new funky mode featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Yep.
Coming out soon. It's going to be good. Gotta love that funky mode.
And of course, if you join our Discord, you can join in our live recordings and listen to us completely unedited Friday nights around 9:10 p.m. EST. So as always, thank you very much for listening. We love you all, and we'll see you next week.
Boy, I'm gonna open the can one more time. Yeah.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.